And a very good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning, the 12th of January, the year 2022, and this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, and I'm reading two verses, verse 5 and verse 6. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen." He is not dead. He is alive. I'm talking about Jesus. That's right. Our Lord is not a historical figure, some famous person who used to live on the earth and is now dead. I can take you to Jerusalem, to the old city. I can take you to the grave of King David, probably the most famous man in Jerusalem apart from Jesus, and I can show you where his bones are buried. But I cannot show you Jesus' bones. No, because he is still very much alive. In fact, this very morning, a couple of hours ago, I was having a hot cup of tea with him and having a chat with him in my prayer room. And that's not a joke. That is the absolute truth. I can honestly say it and mean it. Jesus Christ is not a figment of my imagination. By the way, he also wants to be your friend today. The many times he has been so close to me are not when I have seen him move in great signs, wonders, and miracles. No, but rather when I have been going through my deepest, darkest valleys. Times when I've thought, I'm going to lose this farm through drought, through floods, through disease, through the economy. Times when I've had personal tragedy in my family, he's been there holding my hand, calming me down. I can hear somebody saying, "Have you ever seen him?" Oh, yes. Many, many times. I see him in the face of a baby. I just love children so much as I'm getting older. I see him in the morning sunrise. I'm an early morning man. I see him after a shower of rain on a hot, dry field. The steam rising. That scent, which is incomparable. I see him in a young couple who have fallen in love. Jesus is all around us. We simply have to open our eyes and our ears. Please speak with him today. He's waiting to hear from you. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.